best-selling author. I mean, best-selling, written six bestsellers. He is an economist. He is, of course, a former prosecutor. And so he's very well-rounded, and we really appreciate him joining us for the balance of this hour, the next 49 minutes. Michael Haga, good to have you on the broadcast with us, sir.
Well, I enjoyed, appreciate you asking me, Alex.
Is that a right-wing attack dog out here in the background? We'll have to, I'm just joking.
There we go.
You know, I have those two myself. What type of dog is that?
It's a young Labrador.
Oh,
I'm
at home
right now. I ran home to do this.
Oh, I appreciate you.
And, so.
Oh, no, we're not mad if they're barking. We always have dogs barking in the background here on the studio. I'm serious. We got chihuahuas, little creatures. Michael Haga, tell us, for those that don't know, a little bit about yourself, and then launch into what we see developing and some of the latest numbers.
About myself, Alex, you're right. I've published six books on economics, basically. Two more are coming out pretty shortly here. One is a novel. Another one is an economics book. Gosh, I graduated from Baylor University Law School while I was working on my MBA down there as well. Prosecuted for a while in Colorado, and then went into healthcare, and was with Columbia HCA. Still am, basically.
So you know all about the scams of the new Senate leader.
Oh, yeah.
And for those that don't know, they had to, you know, pay a big fine. That was admitted.
Right. The Frisk family founded Columbia HCA. I was their financial administrator, and now it's just HCA. But, yeah, the whole thing was a setup. I don't want to get too deeply into it, but we will never see our seniors be given the things they deserve.
Now, I heard you today on The Privacy Factor, a great show that comes on before this one, and I heard you talking about, and I've seen this, the airlines got $25 billion payoff by the government, which they could run for two or three years off of.
Right.
And you know, with a total loss, they're really using this economy as an excuse to rip people off, to lay off, and they're saying, okay, we'll keep you on, just give us your pension funds. That is huge. Go ahead.
Yeah, $1.6 billion. They want American Airlines wants their employees to give up their pensions. Can you imagine? And they're saying basically it's sort of an axe over their heads on the chopping block, and the axe is over their necks. And the airlines is now telling the employees, number one, the pensions aren't funded. There's no money in the pension fund for basically 90% of all corporate employees.
This is what you said last time, and they made it official. They said they're going to cash balance accounts, quote, this is what the White House said. You will no longer own your fund. There will be no liability for them to pay. And now we see the shift coming.
Right.
And some people, are still in denial about this.
Oh, yeah. It was interesting. My brother-in-law works for American Airlines in the Tulsa facility where they do maintenance on all the big jets. And we've gotten in arguments about this for years, over whether the airline industry would become a casualty in this economy. And he laughed. Now he's not laughing. Scared to death. Doesn't know what he's going to do. Can't believe it's happening, but it's happening to everybody, Alex. And
so his brother's writing books about this, and he just laughed at Bubba, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been
it's
the butt
funny.
Of many jokes. But now they're all asking, how did you know? Well, you know, Alex, you're more radical, I think. That's a poor choice of terminology than I am. But
no, I mean, Jews that fought back in Germany were radical.
Yeah. Well, there are signs that things are, perhaps, we've been set up and sold out in this country. We have. And if people, have you ever talked about Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time?
Yeah, it's an 800-page book written where he says it's the New World Order, we're going to rape you up one side and down the other, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, and that was Dr. Carol Quigley. He was, back when it first came out, he was professor of history at Foreign Service School of Georgetown University.
Clinton's big mentor. Clinton thanked him in the first State of the Union.
Yeah. But this whole thing, Alex, Look, the plan basically is to have all of us working once again for the general store, or the company store.
And we're all going to have our little national ID card, totally surveilled, can be secretly arrested. This is a great new system.
Well, you know, that's what's coming. People don't understand it, don't believe it. But the wealth of what was once the middle class is being eroded right before our eyes. We are becoming a nation of either extremely wealthy or super rich people. You're either in one class or the other. You're a have-not or you're super rich. The middle class is shrinking every year. They are slowly becoming part of the non-existent, serf class, slave class. They're losing everything. And yet they still don't seem to understand what's happening to them. If the great masses would ever wake up and we'd get honest people in Congress by people voting, maybe we'd have a chance, but I don't see it coming. People are too, dumbed down?
Well, we see a federal move, too, to put in these touchscreen systems, which are guaranteed to be fraud.
Yeah.
When we've proven that in many states that have done it, federally funded, federally controlled, no record. They've got federal money to take over the churches.
Mm-hmm.
They're federalizing local police departments through control and regulation. I mean, they're going down the line of everything you do to set up a dictatorship.
Oh, you bet. Well, look at this. We hear the argument over and over again about separation of church and state. No religious monuments in any public building. And yet, every church, well, I shouldn't say every church, but probably 99.9% of all churches are 501c3 corporations. They share their information. If you tithe to a 501c3 church, nonprofit church, they share your tithing information with the IRS every year. So, talk about separation of church and state. They own the churches.
And they did this just 50 years ago going, oh, yeah, you get your tax exempt. Just sign this little form. It's a formality. We're all trusting now that you can't say anything about the government. You work for us, by the way.
And that's what's happened.
So it's just a process. We're being domesticated.
We are being prepared to become a third world country in which we really have very few rights. And you see it through the economy, Alex. We were taught, our generation and the current generation, debt is good. Go into debt. They push credit cards off on young kids and, you know, home mortgages. If you own something free and clear in America, it's anti-American. You should owe money on it.
Also, the property tax, it's almost impossible to, you don't even really own it anyways. I mean,
no, you don't. They can take it any time that you don't pay that tax. But we have been slowly dumbed down to accept all of these encroachments in our personal freedoms and liberties. And Congress has done it. We've gotten the professionals in Congress that will strip our military bases and do whatever it takes. Like the war right now, we sent our troops in harm's way while we're cutting VA benefits.
Yeah, and then I talk about how the federal court ruled they're taking all benefits for 65 and older, and people deny it when I'm reading the federal ruling. Stay there. I mean, folks, you're going to find out real soon. We're not making this up.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the Honor System. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
My friends, we've read the globalist phone plans. We've seen them do it in hundreds of third world countries.
And it burns, burns.
I mean, is it really any surprise that powerful people want total control and more power and more control? But somehow they've engineered it into the average American's mind or psyche that, oh, no, corruption in government doesn't exist, or you can't fight it, or, oh, that's just the way it is. Folks, that's a recipe for it to go right to the bottom as quickly as possible, for tyranny to wax greater and greater. We've got to have a renaissance, or the globalists will take everything you've got, blame it on some foreign enemy, and then have you cheering them as they economically suck you dry. Michael Haga, how do we stop this thing? How do we educate people? And more importantly, as importantly, who are the globalists and what are their main mechanisms? We know it's debt, but how does this whole scam work?
Well, the whole scam, Alex, comes through the International Monetary Fund. And you've got world central bankers that belong to the fund that all create wealth based on debt. And think about, if you hawk your home to the bank, you're basically living in something that's owned by someone else, right? We've been taught, and we're being taught worldwide as globalism continues in all of these countries to take on debt, to get what you want now. But in the end, it comes back to bite you, because by the time you realize you've been had, you're owned. You have no wiggle room. They tell you what to do. They being the powerful money people. And, you know, you can get into the Rockefellers and go, you know, the Goldmans and...
Well, I just know this. While we're all busy debating Hillary and George Bush, I mean, these are puppets. The globalists own the economy, own the intelligence agencies, own the universities. They set up the system, and it's a joke. While we all debate mindless, petty issues, they're just setting up this new casual society slave pen for us.
They are, and basically we complain about privacy and lack of privacy. Nothing's private anymore. If you've got the power, you can find out anything you want. Power today, information is power. And the wealthy people control the information, and they disperse it through media outlets, you know, like the Today Show and all these sitcoms. We're told what to think.
And that's a good point. The sitcoms, the dramas, we just heard about a Keebler, ad with the elf retina scans to get into the tree. I mean, our kids are being totally brainwashed.
Sure.
They're setting up this horrible system, laughing at us, and people don't even know they're being propagandized.
We're referred to as Joe and Jane six-pack. We have a six-pack of beer and the TV, and we're happy. That's what the wealthy refer to the working class in America as being. And unfortunately, for the most part, it's true, because we're down in the trenches trying to make a living, don't see the big picture above us.
And if we'll incrementally let them tell us what to do, I mean, it's just going to get worse and worse.
You know,
how many kids we can have, where we can live.
Sure.
No more Bill of Rights, because we were never taught what our Bill of Rights was.
Well, we've got to get the guns away from them, though, to finally have the final takeover. And that's the whole Second Amendment battle.
And I'm sure you heard Bush backs renewing ban on assault weapons.
Oh, yeah.
But he's conservative.
Actually, more inroads have been made into the loss of our rights through the conservative parties than the liberal party. Isn't that amazing? We always blame the liberals, but the Republicans, and I've always been a conservative. I used to be a Republican. Now I'm independent. But they actually get through the legislation that takes our rights many, many times more often.
But then nothing's said about it. But then, well, it's like Bush. He took all controls off supercomputers in China.
Sure.
10 times what Clinton did. And it's, so what? Clinton, it's incredible, it's evil. These neocons, they're really the commies, if you want to use that paradigm term. But take Michael Savage. I mean, he's an admitted beatnik. Wants to put people, quote, in camps if they criticize the government. I got him on tape now saying it. And he calls that conservative.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's, unfortunately, if we don't wake up, Alex, that's what's coming. I mean, we're already in debt. We're owned right now. Our country, the wealthiest nation as far as resources in the history of mankind, has been auctioned off to the highest bidders. And that's everybody but Americans.
Today. All right, when we get back, let's talk about some of the numbers, the P.E. ratios, the debt, public-private, and real solutions, and then take some calls. Folks, you want to talk to Michael Haga? We'll take a lot of calls early in this next segment, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide...
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're about to go to Fred, Mike, Marie, Casey, and others. The number to join us on air, talk to Michael Haga, 1-800-259-9231. Michael, back in March of last year, I interviewed Greg Palast, big BBC reporter, and he talked about Lord Wakeham, the head of NM Rothschild, who regulates the media over there, trying to stop his reports on this, and he'd gotten calls from Henry Kissinger trying to stop him being able to go on American television. I mean, you've got the, you know, a big media guy talking about NM Rothschild heads trying to stop him, and it really is the players. And in that interview, which a listener transcribed, which subsequently was published in over 400 newspapers, that's what Greg even said here on the air, his best-selling book out, he was shocked because our listeners were so active and emailed that out and got that folks involved. But the point is, the World Bank document said, and the head of it, the chief economist, quit, Joseph Sickles, said, I'm not going to be part of this, that they want to implode economies. They want to, quote, create riots, then use federalized riot police to crack down and set up a police state. It's really a recipe for total dehumanization and domination. And then we have these documents, and the average American just has no idea they plan to do that to the American people and have been setting it up. Number one, did you hear about those World Bank documents? And number two, what would you do to try to stop this in solutions?
Yeah, I've heard about the World Bank documents, and it's true. I mean, I can go through a whole history of the Federal Reserve System. It's not federal. It has no reserves. It's a private entity. It consists of 12 national banks. Now, this is just the American system, but the only one of any significance is the National Bank in New York, and that's the New York Bank. It's always been managed by somebody completely congenial to the interests of the international bankers. But it's important that folks understand in America that the Federal Reserve System is not a bona fide government agency. Technically, the stock is owned by 12 national banks, which received a dividend of 6% each year. Any profits from the system are supposed to be turned over to the U.S. Treasury. But in fact, the president appoints 7 members of the board, of the Federal Reserve Board, for 14-year terms.
Well, the shareholders are private.
Yeah. So it's the moneyed. It is. It's the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs. You know, the list goes on and on, and these are the same folks, or the ancestors of the same folks, who had the secret meeting in 1910 on Jekyll Island, and then got finally through Congress with the aid of, oh, who was that?
Woodrow Wilson.
Well, Wilson realized at the end he'd been had.
And got killed, yeah.
But it was Senator Aldrich.
Yeah.
And but the stage was set, and so in December 22nd, 1913... the Federal Reserve Act was passed by the House of Representatives.
And we got the income tax to pay into the private banks.
Right. And so we got the tax and spend legislation. We got the control. We got everything. And Woodrow Wilson, it's amazing when you read his history. He said in his memoirs, there's something phony about the smokescreen of opposition. The bankers appeared to be opposing the Federal Reserve. But he said, quote, these interviews with bankers led me to an interesting conclusion. I perceived gradually through the haze and smoke of controversy that the banking world was not really as much opposed to the bill as it pretended to be and, in fact, wanted it. And that
see, that's what they're masters of, is Bush acts like, oh, the U.N.'s not for our war, and the U.N.'s going to get all the oil and run it and play the part of the good cop. It's the same thing. It's totally staged. This Republican-Democrat thing, it's totally staged.
Yeah, there are no Republicans or Democrats. They're both working for the same cause. You have to understand that. And all of these guys in Congress, well, with the exception of a few, have sold... sold out. And they sold out because there's so much money behind the scenes. Imagine, Alex, if you had suddenly access to indescribable wealth, what you would do if you would just simply sell out your people. Very few people would say no to that.
And see, a lot of them see it as just a good old boy network, and oh, that's the way it's always been, might as well go along. The problem is the real globalists are a bunch of eugenics, Nazi control freaks. They really want to dehumanize us. They say this in their policy papers. I wish the good old boys that are part of this would read what the globalists are really doing. I mean, it is, Michael Hagan, it is scary. I've really looked at it. It is dehumanization. It is technocracy. It is enslavement.
Well, look at SARS. Where did it come from? All of a sudden, we have another, quote, virus appearing.
Well, it's like communist China is the model for the UN and the world government.
Sure.
They have mobile death vans, and the globalists give them all the awards and let them into the WTO and give them all the... That's what they want to set up, folks.
In China, if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't produce, you don't live. And that's what's coming. You know, we're looked upon as useless eaters, or the Chinese look upon their people.
Well, Ted Turner called us that.
Yeah.
I mean, he can get away with Hitler quotes, and they call him a liberal. And then he's running this Armageddon show on PBS, and the answer is world government, biometrics. That'll save us. Lots of police state, and we'll be safe.
Yeah. And think about control issues. As the population expands, the globalists know that they have to keep the population in check. So we're going to be having some big plagues arise all over the world that'll kill off hundreds of millions of people, maybe a couple of billion.
Of course, you'll have a big police state while that happens.
Sure. Look at our prisons today. When we were locking people up, especially in the federal system, attached to each federal facility is a big building that really doesn't have any identifying marks, but inmates, or they call them residents now, I believe, they work for 20 cents on the dollar, an hour, maybe more, maybe less, but they manufacture things that compete with the private sector. They get government contracts. So we're paying to house the residents, the inmates.
And so they can take our jobs.
Yeah, and they're taking our jobs. So it's crazy. But we, the people, I don't know how you wake people up, Alex. I know so many people that are still in denial that it's just, I suppose when it happens to you, then, you know, you understand. But until that point, people are just oblivious.
And then by then it's too late because your neighbor's not going to listen either.
Right. And that's what happened in Germany to the Jewish people. Right? Even the churches were silent. Today our churches are silent because they are corporations controlled by the taxing authorities.
And now that control is increasing with the faith-based initiative.
Let's
take some calls. Fred in South Dakota, you're on with Alex Jones and our guest, Michael Haga, best-selling author. Go ahead.
Hello there, Alex.
Yes, Fred, welcome.
It's a lovely day. I'd like to ask your guest a few brutally honest questions, and understand these are questions from the heart, even though they're brutally honest. Mr. Hagan, as a member of the Bar Association and at one time a prosecuting attorney, you cannot deny, I don't believe, that there was a private franchise, there still is, private franchise on a heritage called our laws. Nobody understands them except a gilded few. And as a prosecuting attorney, when these people came in with their IRS personnel, with their loaded weapons, how come you didn't have your state police and your sheriffs and then arrest them at the border?
Let me say one thing. I am no longer a member of the bar.
I realize that.
I quit. I got out of it. It's corrupt beyond belief.
Well, it's a franchise. You know what I said.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the laws today are so complex because the lawyers don't want the populace to understand how simple it really is.
Yes, exactly.
It's a job. It's like security. Most of Congress are lawyers.
We just simply abrogated our authority or our desire to go outside, carry a weapon, take care of our own thing, and hired a few people to do that for us. That's
and then they decided, hey, like Praetorian Guard did in Rome, let's just go ahead and take over, make ourselves king.
Well, that's right.
When I went to law school, I was proud. I didn't realize at that point how corrupt our system is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a federal judge, the article was about a month ago, came out and said the country's gone, the laws are gone, there is no justice, this thing's a fraud.
It's true.
That is absolutely
true. There is justice if you have money to pay for it.
But what you're saying is...
Or if you've got a lawyer who's family.
You didn't know that you didn't know.
Well, think about it. Why is it that the average person doesn't have access to statutes and rules and regulations and...
Also, people say, I got rights, but they don't know what the Bill of Rights is. It wasn't taught in school.
No. And then all of our laws are based upon precedent, our court cases.
Well, I used to train police officers, and I used to get mad if they couldn't tell me what the Ninth Amendment was.
Yeah.
That's what I trained. That's what I produced.
Most lawyers cannot even tell you what the amendments are.
And they're not a favor. They are absolutes.
Well, they don't want to know. Because for them, the fine-tuning that continues daily under what's called precedent, law-setting precedents, you know, the law changes. It
fluctuates. Yeah, well, I mean, what they're saying now is, well, in World War II, we executed 9 Nazis secretly, so
Yeah. Now
if anyone commits a terrorist act, we can execute citizens, but then they expand the definition of terrorist to any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. And then that's not good enough in Patriot Act 1. Patriot Act 2, which they're already implementing despite they haven't passed it, says any reason. You don't have to commit a crime. Michael, I've read the bill twice. It says you don't have to commit a crime to fall in as a terrorist.
That's true.
And then the subsection says they can execute you. Thanks for the call, Fred. Comments on the Patriot Act. I mean, this thing is, Hitler didn't have the nerve to put this down on paper, Michael.
No, and it's scary that the majority of the people in the country seem to be behind it.
Well, they just hear in the newspaper that, oh, it's a new security thing for your safety.
Yeah. Anything for safety today. You know, we have more laws on the books today than ever, and we have less security than we've ever had.
Hey, the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs on the street.
That's right.
The more school funding, the dumber the kids. Mike, go ahead.
Well, one thing. You stated in the beginning about wars. In the last 3,421 years, we've only had 248 years when there wasn't a war somewhere in the world. But the globalists call it, and Quigley talks about this in his book, perpetual war for perpetual peace. Think about that.
Well, that's 1984 talk.
Yeah, because you're creating, number one, you're liquidating people. You are creating work.
Debt.
And, you know, and control.
And a unifying distraction.
And a unifying distraction.
Let's talk to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, greetings in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a question on the pension fund. I don't doubt what y'all are saying, and I'd like to see if you could provide me some documentation where I can go research it. Also, Mike, what's the best thing to do to protect your pension plan? Can't do anything at all.
I think your cell's cutting out a little, and I'm sorry, I forgot to tell me you were on cell, Mike. Say it again. What's your question or comment?
Okay, I was just wanting to know, can we do to protect our pension plan? I work for a foreign company, and other than quitting my job and getting my 401 cashed out, is there anything, any other alternative?
What can he do to protect his pension fund? He works for a foreign company. Is it oil, security? Give us a vague idea there, Mike. You can tell us the name of the company.
There's a new regulation that allows you to shift your 401k into a plan that you can control. Midas Resources has that information. I would call them and get.
You know, that's a good point. Ted gives that out for free at 800-686-2237.
And you can move it into something you can control personally. Control
they changed that,
money.
What, about 2 years ago, Michael?
Actually, about 6 months ago.
Okay, well, then I guess it was another regulatory change.
Right.
Now, is that so the globalists can move their money around? Because I don't see a lot of people taking advantage of that new system.
You know, it's a loophole, and it's something that people should take advantage of. Periodically, these guys test the waters to see how frightened people are. So they'll pass legislation like this to see if people are panicking out of the system or not. So far, nobody seems to care.
All right, so they know they really got them. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's talk to Marie in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Michael Hager, our guest. Go ahead, Marie.
Hello. I'm having a terrible time picking up your station today. I just picked up about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
I've been trying all morning. Okay. Last night, our local Green Party, plus with the backing of the Berkshire community here, has put forth a resolution to City Council to not enforce the Patriot Bill. And we were supposed to go over it and pass it last night. And we were told that it was on the docket, but when over 35 people from our peace community came, they told us, no, it wasn't on the docket. It'll be there 2 weeks from then. But what they also did is they added a third page, which watered down quite a bit of the other two pages.
Well, for those who just joined us, hundreds of cities, and now a lot of conservative cities as well, are opposing the Patriot Act, and that's good to have it bipartisan, because then when a Democrat gets in, the Democrats will still oppose anybody violating the Bill of Rights. That's a good thing. But I hope your town in Pennsylvania will pass it and just keep the pressure on them.
Well, then we will go to county and finally to the state.
Smart. Michael Hager, that's exciting that people are trying to take control locally. Isn't that a key place to kick the feds out?
That
and publicly announce that this is not our legitimate government?
That's right. That's everything has to be at the local level. You know, the feds actually only control that strip of land there that we call Washington, D.C. That's it.
But through their federal funding, they're contractually getting control right now. They're racing to maintain their control. Is that because the system's in danger of rattling apart? They've got to be very careful during this transition into total slavery, or they could lose control?
They're worried about it, you bet. And it scares me sometimes, Alex, that people like yourself, you know, will they? They've tried to take control of the airwaves, but there's enough pressure that keeps them from doing it. But it is the local level. If people get involved, we can take our country back.
We are locked in a death struggle with these people.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's got to win. I mean, they're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. Even if you try to stop, they're going to keep feeding on you. You've got to get hardcore. As Hager said, radical. You know, I mean, what did Barry Goldwater say? Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. We've got the globalists are radical scum. They're radically raping you and your family. You've got to radically stand up and tell them, you know, stop namby-pambying around. Do you see what I'm saying, Michael?
Oh, yeah. But remember one thing. Now, in the Great Depression of the 30s was caused by the banking industry. They got everybody deeply in debt and pulled the plug, and they shrunk the money supply, and then the banks foreclosed on everything. And what happened? Roosevelt stepped up with his New Deal.
They're going to pose as our saviors as they fit the change tighter.
Just like Roosevelt did. And we got more legislation. We got Social Security and all this. But today, people don't realize you don't own anything in Social Security. It could be cut off tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the next phase of total enslavement. Stay there. We'll talk to KC when we get back.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the Honor System. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, right here on this network, and then a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're joined by economist, best-selling author Michael Hager. We'll tell you about some of the titles of some of his books that are out there in print here in a second. One last caller, KC in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, KC.
Hey, I'm a high school student right now, a senior actually, and I just took my economics class last semester, and I was taught all the trash about the Federal Reserve and everything. I remember my teacher telling us about how it just is and stuff, and he wouldn't let us, like, there was no way we could really question it. We were taught things that didn't make sense.
It just is. Yeah, it's like the world is flat, and the sea monsters are out there at the edge, and the world is the center of the universe. It just is. Don't ask. It's like a literal false reality of just mindless, drooling sports fans. But, Mr. Haga, any comments to what this high school student is saying?
We don't fault your teacher or your professor so badly because they were taught the same thing. When I first got into all of this, I was amazed. I didn't believe it. I thought this is crazy stuff because we're not taught this. Economists today are simply taught what I call econometrics, computer-aided, you punch in numbers, garbage in, garbage out. That's what economics is today. Historical economics, which is what I went into, is a dying field because you study history along with economics. And we began asking lots of questions, and I'm going to tell you the answers amaze you.
Absolutely. I mean, they're getting rid of history itself. The average person just has no understanding of what all this means, of political systems. It's just literally they're dumbing us down to a level where people don't even know how to look at the world and make decisions.
No, they don't. And think about it. If you want to control people, that's what you want to do. You want them to understand very little and actually know even less.
Yeah, it's like Ingsoc in 1984. They just start making the language smaller and smaller. I'm not even that smart. Now, this is all common sense, just ancient feudalism with high-tech manipulation with the same old strongmen, same old Machiavellian tactics, 500 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to explain it, and they go, what? The government did something wrong once. Well, it's perfect. That's impossible. You go, it's the other way around. Thanks for the anything else, Casey?
Actually, I was going to comment. I was just now watching the A&E biography over the Porsche guy who designed the Porsche. Talked about Henry Ford and his fascination with the Nazis and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And something struck me thinking about George Bush and his hydrogen car, how that's very similar to Hitler winning the
Prescott Bush
star.
Ran almost all of Nazi activities and was convicted of that. Thanks for the call. We're supposed to forget about that. You know, Bush says go after anybody with connections to Al-Qaeda. No one has stronger connections than Bush than Al-Qaeda, except for maybe Bin Laden himself.
Well, if you look at World War II, we funded, most of our major corporations funded Hitler.
Well, it just came out. Weren't allowed to bomb all the places. Michael Haga, the one big book he recommend for folks.
After the Crash, Life in the New Great Depression.
All right, and that's online, or and After the Crash, Life in the Great Depression, and in many bookstores. Michael Haga, I look forward to having you back on again.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks for coming on. So short notice. Have him back on in a few weeks. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Got about 30 seconds left. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get my videos. What's stopping you? Support the broadcast. Call toll free to get my book or my films. They're excellent. 1-888-253-3139. And start waking people up to the real threat to freedom. 1-888-253-3139. Make the call. 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Be sure and join me. God bless you all.
Did you know that each year over 400,000 men in the United States alone undergo prostate surgery? Or that among cancers...